The Canada West Swine Health Intelligence Network is encouraging pork producers to request ASF rule-out testing if they detect any infection that produces symptoms similar to African swine fever. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, a presentation of WonderWorks Canada. I'll be back in a moment.
For computer data file recovery and repair, visit filerepair.net. That's www.filerepair.net to rescue your data. Results guaranteed.
The Canada West Swine Health Intelligence Network has released its Swine Health Surveillance Report for the third quarter of 2021. The report is based on data collected from multiple sources. Quishan manager Dr. Yetta Christensen says the five issues discussed this quarter included reproductive syndrome, typically abortions, sudden death linked to strep suis, pelvic prolapses, specifically rectal prolapses in grower pigs, salmonella infection, and incidence of skin disease, which actually fell.
It's quite noteworthy that four out of these five issues, so the abortions, the strep suis with sudden death, the skin syndromes or skin diseases that could have discoloring of skin, and the salmonella that could cause bloody diarrhea, could actually mask an early onset of African swine fever. So the problem is that with African swine fever is that when it first enters a herd, it can be very subtle. So it can look exactly like one of those four diseases. It could have mortality or death rates within what you normally see. So it's very hard to detect. And eventually, the mortality will increase, so it will be detected in the herd. But that could take a couple of weeks, 2, 3, 4 weeks. In the meantime, that herd would be potentially spreading African swine fever to all the contacts, all your contacts.
To maintain peace of mind, Dr. Christensen encourages producers who notice symptoms of any of these infections to have their practitioner request ASF rule-out testing through CanSpot ASF. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.